Actually, Steve's poem about the pepperoni reminded me of one of my sins, which consisted of lying to my sister on Yom Kippur, telling her that I'd eaten my lunch so convincingly that she ate hers. Naughty boy. Your move. Strange game, this. Me king, you queen, and all those pawns in between. You've had me in your sights, I can tell, since the moment my true queen fell. And why does a king have so little power that he must wait, passive, for his final hour, not taking charge or exerting will, but standing frozen, subdued, still? I'm a king, not some mock effigy, though I don't care much now for strategy, and my heart is wounded, weeping, sore. Hurry up, what are you waiting for? This is no way to meet my fate, so come on, don't check, let's mate.
Stevie, whatever, I guess. Steve, I blew it.
How do you say it?
Pussetary, almost had it.
Okay, this one is called The First Feather. The First Feather. The first lizard that leapt to land somehow lightly on the ground pulled a fact from the world's thin air and kept it as a secret in its skin, molting and mating several times before life saw one sun fuss through his shell, loose skin lining his forelimbs. This was a nothing in the father lizard's nothing, because caps did not yet exist, and feathers would be his sons, 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 and so on, sons, sons, sons' work, give or take a few million. And then this last one is called Fair Trade. Double click of tin as the tire runs over, jetsam crunched flush in the tributary rush hour road, the punched clock of gridlock, every day, same spot, until it's blown to the curb by one or two of nine tires, trucking underripe nectarines to the fancy market where half of what's on the walls isn't for sale, is ambiance, sourced local, unlike the nectarines. The click that tells me not to turn around is absent now. Do I U-turn, or do I need these nectarines out of season?
Again, this would be Mary Soonley. Where are you at, Mary? Oh, there you go.
That's good. Hello, my name is Mary Soonley, and this poem appeared in the Atlanta Review, and it's called Giants. They were the pillars that held up my sky, the gods who carried me on their shoulders, or crawled across the carpet with me perched on their back. Now there is nothing left, no face carved in the hillside, no marble column, no temple, no streets named for them, no candles lit for them, no obituary in the paper. The thunder long passed, and only I, still shaken, struggling to remember the shape of their hands, the words with which they said good night.
Eric Boyd.
Hi, everyone. Pleasure to be here. Waste Ben. I sit on the kitchen floor drinking coffee from a blue cup, and I can see my reflection in the oven's black glass door. Earlier, there were maggots inside there, but I cleaned that all up. I'm cleaning everything up now and getting rid of the maggots. And sure, I didn't see them at first. I was shown where the dirty bastards were hiding, but I still got them anyway. So I sit in the kitchen and I look at my reflection. Someday someone's going to find me in this pile I've swept myself into. This small human mess. Oh, God. Am I alone now? After the visits. All of the women left out the jail, like pieces of shrapnel from a landmine. They themselves, dangerous explosions. 100 different directions, yet all of them moving as far as possible from that place. Each traveling in crazy lines, zigzagging from the fire, from the war they became a part of, whether they knew or not. Each of them trying to escape, babies in their arms, from the men they loved.